Welcome back. We are up to Perek Vav, Mishnah Chet, Chapter 6, Mishnah 8 of Maseches Nazir. Says the Mishnah, continuing to describe the conclusion ritual that the Nazir endures. So Rabban Shlomo ben Gamliel says, if a Nazir brings three animals to the Beis HaMikdash for his karbanos, meaning he brings a female lamb, a male lamb, and a ram, but he doesn't say which animal is for which karban. So the one who that's fit for the chatas, meaning the female lamb, is offered as the chatas. La ola tikrav ola, the one that's fit for the ola, meaning the male lamb, is offered as the ola. La shlamim tikrav shlamim, and the one that's fit for the shlamim is offered as the shlamim. Haya notel sa'ar rosh nizro u'mishaleach tachas adud. If after shaving his head, the Nazir would take the hair that grew on his head during his term of Naziris and throw it under the pot where the meat of the Shlamim Karban was cooking to be burned in the fire. V'im gilach. Oh, in other words, this is what would happen. This is what the Mishnah tells us is exactly what would happen. He would take the hair and put it under the pot. And if he shaved his head in the areas outside of the Beis HaMikdash, somewhere in Yerushalayim, then he would also throw his hair into the fire under the pot where the Shlamim was cooking. When were these things said that a Nazir would take the hair and throw it under the pot? When he was involved in the shaving of Tahara, meaning where the Nazir shaves at the conclusion of his Naziris. But when he was involved in the shaving of Tumah, meaning the Nazir became Tameh from a dead body and he shaves in order to start his term of Naziris over again, he doesn't throw his hair under the pot of the Karban. Even if he shaved inside the Beis HaMikdash, inside the special chamber, he's still wouldn't do it. Rabbi Meir says, Hakol Mashalchen Tachas Adud, everyone, even a Nazir who shaves because he became Tameh, throws his hair under the pot of the Karban. Chutz Menat Tameh Shav Bamedina Bilvad, except for a Nazir who became Tameh and who then shaves his head in the outside areas of the Beis HaMikdash, he alone doesn't throw his hair under the pot of his Karban. That brings us to the end of Mishnah Ches. Now on to Mishnah Tes. So after the Nazir brings his Karbanos and shaves his head at the conclusion of the Naziris, so he still has other things he has to do. And the Mishnah talks about these final rituals. Hayam Avashal Es HaShlamim O Shalkan. So the Nazir would cook the meat of the Shlamim offering, or he would overcook it, meaning until the meat fell apart. Habohi Notel Es HaZroa B'Shela Min Ha'ayil. The Kohen would then take the cooked right foreleg of the arm. The Kohen would then take the cooked right foreleg of the ram. The chalas matzah achas menasal, and one loaf of matzah from the 10 loaves that were in the basket. Rekik matzah echad, and one wafer of matzah from the 10 wafers in the basket. Venosein al chapei hanazir umenifin, and place them on the palms of the Nazir and weave them together with the Nazir back and forth and up and down. And afterward, the Nazir was allowed to drink wine and become tummy from a dead body, as it says in the Torah. But Rishimon says, Kevan shenizrak alav echad min adamim, as soon as the blood of one of the karbanos is thrown onto the mizbeach on the Nazir's behalf, huter hanazir lishos bayayin uli tamei lemesim, the Nazir becomes allowed to drink wine and become tamei from a dead body. Meaning, so in the previous perspective, it was he had to do all these things and wave his hands around and then he could do these things. But according to Rabbi Shimon, it's no. As soon as the blood of one of the karbanos hits the mizbeach, hits the altar, that's when the Nazir is allowed to start drinking wine and becoming tummy from other dead bodies. That brings us to the end of Mishnah Tes. God willing, next time we'll continue with Mishnah Yud. But for now, have a wonderful day.